Another discovery. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Justice Department now in possession of additional classified papers linked to President Biden. Fox's Jackie Ibanez reports.
A Department of Justice search of President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, has turned up more classified documents. That's according to the president's personal lawyers. Some of the documents dated from his tenure in the Senate and others are from his time as vice president. Earlier this month, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to investigate Biden's retention of government records.
The president says he regrets nothing and that he's cooperating with the special counsel investigation. The White House is also dealing with the reported upcoming departure of one of President Biden's top staffers. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
Grant claimed the president's chief of staff is expected to resign in the coming weeks. That's according to multiple media outlets, including the New York Times, who first broke the story. Fox News has not independently confirmed this. We have reached out to the White House for comment, but have not heard back.
Klain is expected to leave his position at some point following the State of the Union on February 7th. There appears to be no end in sight for the border crisis, as the number of illegal crossings into the U.S. has hit record levels. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News Live that this situation is unacceptable.
December in any typical year is our lowest month. January is our second lowest month. We just recorded the highest month ever in the history of the Border Patrol last December, when it should have been our lowest month.
17 of those caught in the month of December were on the terrorist watch list. The number is normally less than six. The Kansas City Chiefs defeating the Jacksonville Jaguars 27-20 Saturday and are headed to their fifth straight AFC title game. Chiefs star quarterback Patrick Mahomes missing most of the second quarter. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
An investigation into the death of an American man in Mexico, where he was vacationing with his wife, continues. Fox's Christina Coleman reports from Los Angeles.
The family's attorney, Case Barnett, is a friend of Blair Elliott. He described him as a caring, energetic, and loving guy. Blair and his wife were both lawyers who worked for the Orange County Public Defender's Office. They were vacationing at the Los Roques Resort and Spa in Mexico last weekend to celebrate their first wedding anniversary. Barnett says Blair's wife woke up around 1:40 in the morning to hotel staff outside her door asking if some guy was her boyfriend. He says she went downstairs, discovered her husband face down on the ground, then started screaming for help. Barnett says she does not know why he was outside at that time.
Mexican authorities say Elliot Blair was intoxicated and died after falling off his hotel room balcony. Blair's family refutes this, saying a detective at the scene told Blair's wife that he had been shot. A lawsuit filed against the LAPD over an arrest that went awry. Fox's Samantha Liebman with more.
The son of Keenan Anderson, who died during an arrest after being tased by police, is suing the Los Angeles Police Department. Lawyers for 5-year-old Kai Anderson filing a notice that they intend to sue for $50 million in damages. Anderson, a 31-year-old teacher arrested after police say he was a suspect in a hit and run in Venice January 3rd, first flagging down police, then trying to run from them.
He's on his door flooring me.
Episode on police body camera. Anderson was tased six times in about a minute.
I'm gonna tase him.
Later going into cardiac arrest and dying. A police toxicology test found cocaine and cannabis in his system.
The Me Too era organization Time's Up is shutting down operations and is shifting all of its remaining resources to its legal defense fund. Time's Up had been mired in controversy over its leaders' dealings with then New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.